I feel like we promise different segments all the time. Hey, we'll have comedians, politicians on. And then the next 10 guests are all sports related, which is going to be our wheelhouse. But I do want to venture out on occasion, and we do that on the radio show, KTRS, the nightly show, conveniently called the Kilcoin Conversation. And recently we had the boys from Jig Jam in studio. Jig Jam was the house band at McGurk's, the Irish pub in Soulard, downtown St. Louis. I was introduced to the band by my niece. She's friends with the band. And I said, this is a great story. And I've always wondered over the years, McGurk started this tradition where they would bring musicians from Ireland, would house them or put them up nearby, and they would play for 3 months straight or 6 months, however long they could stay on a work visa. And I thought, what a cool gig for them to come to the States, have a job built in, and get to experience a different slice of life. And these particular, these Irish fellas, as if I were from Tullamore, Ireland, which is where they're from. And I looked it up, because I've heard of Tullamore Dew, we all have, Irish whiskey, but Tullamore is in between Dublin and Galway. If you take the train from Dublin to Galway, it's sort of in the middle, certainly on the way, on the route. So we had the guys in the studio to talk about their St. Louis gig, getting to know our city, but also getting to know the U.S. They're currently out on a tour and coming back to St. Louis, playing a show at Off-Broadway on March 29th. I know tickets are going right now. My niece just texted the other day. The tickets are going well, but it's March 29th. That's a Friday at Off-Broadway after touring all over. They went to Minneapolis, Wisconsin. I think they're in New Hampshire now. About a year ago, they got to play the Grand Ole Opry. They were on the undercard, which I realize is a boxing term, with a show that had Garth Brooks, somebody else big, and they recently posted that photo. It was about a year ago. So they're just starting to get some attention in the States. They wrote a song paying tribute to McGurk's in St. Louis. And it's just kind of fun to hear. I like hearing the accent, but also hearing their story. So check them out when you get a chance. You can follow their information on all social media. Jig Jam, J-I-G-J-A-M. Now I'm like Jack Buck. J-I-G-G-A-M, Jig Jam. So a lot of fun to have them in the studio. And, of course, the Kilcoin Conversation is coming to you from the Pasta House Studios, pastahouse.com, where you can order all your meals online. It's real simple. Kids are busy. Baseball, lacrosse, whatever it is, you're on the run. Let Pasta House do the cooking. Those meals, it'll say for four, it'll feed plenty more than four. Fresh salad and bread made daily. Love everything on the menu. Check them out at pastahouse.com. Marie de Villa Senior Living, they're at the corner of Clayton and Wideman Road. Such a cool spot, and for many years, since 1960, the premier spot for your retirement years. If you live in the Villa Estates, you basically have your own home, but you have access to the clubhouse, the food, the amenities, all the activities they have going on. You can take a virtual tour at mariedevilla.com. Appliance Discounters for all your appliance needs. One spot online, theappliancediscounters.com. Biggest names, lowest prices. That has been their mantra for a long time, and it's real simple because it's true. They'll go to the big box stores and see what they're charging for that particular fridge or washer or dryer. And they make sure they beat that price every single day. It's right there on the price tag. TheAppliancediscounters.com. General Electric, always a lot of great rebates available. GE, a name that you know and trust, so find out more online. Missouri Athletic Club, two locations. The original, you know all about the original spot downtown. I guarantee you've been to an event there. Whether it was a luncheon, a wedding, Jack Buck Sports Awards. Such a historic, cool building. House the athletes during the 1904 Summer Olympics. How about that? Talk about historic. And then they have the West Clubhouse. So you have two choices every day for your workout needs, entertainment. Some folks do it for the fitness. Some just like the social aspect. You get to know the membership. Great way to expand your business. So many different things going on all the time. Kids can do sports camps in the summer. You can take lessons, learn how to play pickleball. I still haven't made the plunge. Maybe I'll wait till it fades away. I don't like being part of the popular group, but whatever you're interested in, the MAC has something for you guaranteed. And Triad Bank really is the neighborhood-friendly bank. For all your banking needs, just go online, triadbanking.com. Two locations in St. Louis, Clayton Road in Frontenac, also on Olive, just west of 270. Business owners have figured this out. You want to get a loan done, want to expand your business, talk to the folks based right here. You don't want some out-of-town bank telling you how things work in St. Louis. Talk to the folks at Triad Bank. And now our visit with the band Jig Jam. Got live music today. Welcome them in. It's the guys from Jig Jam. You may have heard them down at McGurk's. They are straight from Ireland to our studios here at Westport. Okay, a little stopover in Soulard, but nonetheless, we have Jamie, we have Dahi, we have Gavin Hall in studio here. And we're about a month away, maybe, St. Patrick's Day. Get you kind of in that Irish mode here. So welcome, guys. Thanks for being here. And Jamie's closest to the mic. I'll start with him. How did Jig Jam end up at McGurk's, how about a bunch of guys from Ireland ended up in St. Louis?
So the first year that we kind of started touring the States, we had a couple of festivals booked around the Midwest, and we were looking for other places that we could play because it was our first year. We didn't really know many places over here, and a friend of ours that had played in McGurk's for years recommended reaching out to them. So I think the first year we did was just a week, and I suppose we realised the magic of the place and how well they look after you and everything. We enjoyed it so much that we kept coming back, and it was always put in our calendars. And it actually ended up being the first place we came back after the pandemic to get back on the road and get back playing live music. So that was a great way to get back into playing after COVID. And plus it also was the start of us moving to the States kind of full time as well.
So you make the move. Dahi, tell me about from Tullamore to St. Louis. Like, do you tell your family, hey, we're going to make it big in music. I got a band here and we're going to hit the road. How do you break that news to your family? Do they tell you you're crazy?
Yes. And
yes to all of the above, right?
I think they're familiar with how crazy we are doing this for the last few years now at this stage. But it just kind of happened naturally that we kind of got based here in St. Louis from, like Jamie said, playing in McGurk's for a good few years and just becoming part of the great community here as well, and enjoying all the other bands and musicians around Soulard as well. So it kind of happened naturally enough, and it's like our home away from home here.
What did you know about St. Louis? Did you? I mean, growing up in Ireland, do you guys even hear it? But be honest, you never heard of us, right?
Didn't know too much, no, really.
Not really.
No.
Like maybe the sports teams, you would, like, would have heard of the St. Louis Rams at the time. And the Cardinals, not that I was a big, avid American sports fan at the time, but that it'd be just true stuff like that.
Maybe and the Arch? Maybe.
The Arch, yeah. I'd say I probably didn't know about the Arch until we came.
Yeah. Nelly, there we go. Gavin says Nelly. Yeah, okay. Well, that's a good launching point. What about musical influences? Now, we're probably Americans say, oh, they all listen to Van Morrison and U2, but how about for you guys growing up?
Well, we were kind of predominantly grew up playing Irish traditional music, which is kind of our bread and butter as such. So we would listen to a lot of the old Irish traditional greats, but we would have listened to the more mainstream stuff as well. Like, I know personally I grew up listening to a lot of Bruce Springsteen and the Eagles and stuff like that because my dad was listening to that stuff. It was only recently, in the last few years, we started getting really into the bluegrass thing. But I'd say now across the board for the band, we have a wide scope of genres and things that we would be interested in. But the Irish traditional was kind of the base at the very start.
So when I first met Dahi, I said, oh, Tullamore Dew. Which, do you get that from everybody the first time they hear Tullamore?
Yeah, especially playing in some bars around and stuff.
Yeah, at the bars especially.
Yeah, exactly. We have a a song all about Tullamore Dew as well, our homegrown whiskey, and a bit to our detriment because people want to buy us Tullamore Dew all the time then.
That's a bad thing?
It could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Good thing, depending on
the love-hate relationship, I think.
What was life like in Tullamore? Give us an idea. Many folks have been to Ireland, but now Tullamore is kind of on the way from Dublin to Galway, correct? Kind of across the country?
Yeah, it's one of those little towns you pass through on the way there, probably. We're all, me and Jamie are just a bit outside Tullamore, kind of little villages. So there's not too much happening around there.
Do you find the Americans have a genuine, even if they're not Irish, just kind of a genuine intrigue or interest in Ireland? They want to talk about it. Or, I was there one time. I went to Kinsale.
Oh, we get it all the time. Like, for a little small country, it holds a lot of weight around the country, around the world, sorry. The Irish passport seems to have a lot of strength. I think there's so many people, especially in the United States, that you have people with so many different heritages and roots and pasts. And the thing that we see over here, as opposed to any other country, is people are very interested in where their family actually came from and what the, you know, going back the years to see what percent is from which country in another country. That's not something we would experience anywhere else in the world. But in the United States, I suppose, there's so many Irish that would have emigrated years ago that a huge cohort of people over here do have Irish roots of some degree. And I think people are very interested in figuring out what part of Ireland their family came from and what was the name of the town. And, you know, when they go over to Ireland, then they get to visit these places. And it's great for us because, you know, we take it for granted being Irish, and all these people are so interested in our little country and our culture and music. So, you know, it keeps us making a living off it, really. Yeah.
Well, I love it. The two times I've been there, the last name Kilcoyne, it looks simple to me. But in the U.S., it's Kilcorn, it's Kilcane, it's Kilbourne. Nobody gets it right. You go over to Ireland, hand them a credit card, they're like, oh, Kilcoyne, are you from County Mayo? And I'm like, excuse me? And I'm like, actually, my relatives are from County Mayo. And over I said, it must be like Smith over here. I had no idea.
Yeah.
We've got Gavin here as well, the boys from Jig Jam. Pull up the chair there. Is he allowed to speak, Gavin?
Sometimes.
Just to perform? Now, Gavin's the outsider because he's not from Tullamore, right? Where are you from, Gavin?
A place called Drangan in South Tipperary.
Okay, where is that? What's that in location to Tullamore?
Like it's about an hour and 30 minutes south of Tullamore.
On the way to Kilkenny, maybe?
Yeah, like where I'm from, I'm about 30 minutes to Kilkenny, so we'd be like a border county with Kilkenny.
Okay.
So quite close, yeah.
Well, we have the guys here before they leave town. This is terrible. We're just getting to know you, and now I'm told this is the last McGurk's gig for a while for you guys, this Saturday, Friday, Saturday. Or what nights do you typically play? Just Friday, Saturday, or all week?
Tuesday to Saturday.
Tuesday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, and why is this the last gig? Because?
Yeah, we're going on the road then. Yeah, we have a new album and a busy tour scheduled for the month of March. And it's time to pack up the van and hit the road. We have a lot of gigs in the Midwest and the East Coast. We work our way back, and our final gig of the tour is actually in St. Louis, in Off-Broadway, which is the first time we've played outside McGurk's in St. Louis, so we're looking forward to that.
And that'll be when? So that's the end of the tour?
Yeah, so that's March 29th. We have support from a great singer called Maddie Shell. She's excellent. She'll be playing with her friend Jacob Baxter, who's a buddy of ours. He's a guitar player. And Off-Broadway is a great venue that we like to hang out with ourselves, so tickets are on sale for that as well.
And that's March 29th.
March 29th.
So you'll hit the road for a while, and we'll see you coming back through.
So we'll be at our... You'll see us at the end of a tour, hopefully still standing.
And Dahi, last year, was it the Grand Ole Opry you guys got to play? Talk about that. I mean, that just... Even as kids in Ireland, you probably heard of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, I was watching videos of that growing up and stuff, and yeah, it was a dream come true. We did it last year on Paddy's Day, St. Patrick's Day, so yeah, it was a dream come true. It was an amazing experience.
How does that happen? How do you guys get invited there?
I have no idea. I don't know why they let us in.
I mean, do you get a call from somebody, a manager, a publicist? Somebody says, hey, they want you to come?
They saw some of Dahi's modeling shoots and they thought that they needed to.
I think I have a face for radio.
Yeah. It happened. The fact it was around St. Patrick's Day was definitely a big thing. They were trying to encourage, you know, an Irish aspect to the show that particular week. They still did their Grand Ole Opry show as normal, which is maybe 6 to 7 acts. They'll have a couple of Opry members. and a couple of newcomers. And us being Irish definitely helped because it was that week. It was also going alongside, there was an Irish folk fest going on in Nashville that particular week as well. So it all lined up quite well for us. And the particular night that was in it was quite special because we got to share the bill with the likes of Steve Earle. You know, Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks ended up being special guests on the night. We got to meet all those people and hang out with them, which was a very cool experience. It was very surreal sort of a thing. We were still nearly pinching ourselves now thinking about the night that was in it. So, yeah, it was a huge experience, and hopefully we might get back there someday.
I've heard Garth Brooks. We've had some friends of ours on the show that are hockey players that are buddies with him. They always say he's pretty down to earth.
Yeah, he is very, yeah, very much so. Yeah, he was very nice. He had a bit of time for everybody, you know. He was another man that has a love for Ireland as well. He always does his Irish stint. The Irish people go absolutely wild for Garth Brooks.
Is he big over there?
He's massive, yeah. I'd say he's the biggest country star in Ireland, yeah. He sells out 7-8 nights in a row in stadiums. Like, he's just... people lose their mind altogether.
Wow. All you gotta do is, then you just gotta post the picture of you guys hanging with Garth Brooks and then show everybody back home. Gavin, why did you describe the music, the style? Because when we say Irish music, does that mean folk? Like, we know it when we hear it, but how would you describe the style here?
As Jamie was saying, like, we grew up playing like Irish music.
Like traditional.
Traditional,
right?
Irish music, like tunes. And then we discovered bluegrass music as we got older. And then when we started, we enjoyed playing both of them, and we discovered that there was a big crossover between bluegrass and Irish music and Americana music. And then the more we delved into it, we realized that the Irish immigrants helped to influence the development of bluegrass. So now what we're doing is we're trying to fuse traditional Irish tunes that we would have learned growing up with bluegrass tunes, and also then writing music to reflect that as well. So yeah, it's just something we just kind of really enjoy, and it kind of makes sense to us.
Jigjam.ie, I believe, is the website. So how about the name itself? Where did that come from?
So my sister came up with the name. She was originally the fiddle player in the band back in the day. The name probably didn't mean much at the start. It was probably a little bit random. It's only in the last few years the name has actually started to make sense because it describes what we do now. Jig is an Irish dance tune. And then jam, I suppose, represents that jam band aspect. So if you're looking at, you know, the likes of the Grateful Dead or bands like that that used to improvise for minutes and minutes over one
Fish
song.
Or Dave
Fish,
Matthews,
all that kind of
where
thing.
Where one song becomes an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we're at the amphitheater. I'm like, to my wife, I'm going to go get a beer, go to the bathroom. I come back an hour later.
And
they're still playing
yeah.
that song.
Yeah.
What are they on?
Exactly, yeah. And there's a huge part of that in bluegrass, the kind of jam bands. And it's not a thing in Irish music. So I suppose what we do try to do sometimes is bring that jam band element into Irish tunes and Irish songs. So Jig Jam eventually has made sense to describe us. Yeah.
We have Jamie, Dahi, and Gavin in studio. Not pictured is the fourth member of the band, Kevin Buckley, who is from St. Louis. Okay, how did he wedge his way in, Dahi? How do we get a St. Louis guy as part of the band?
Yeah, we were playing here in McGurk's for a good few years, and we always knew Kevin. He plays in McGurk's too with various lineups and stuff like that. He started filling in for us for our other fiddle player now and again, and eventually we tied him in and forced him to join the band.
So he'll hit the road with you guys as well?
Yeah.
He could be your American tour guide, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And where are we going on this tour? What stops?
We're starting in St. Paul or Minneapolis, Minnesota. We've Wisconsin. We're heading down for an Irish fest in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then we head over to the East Coast. So we have New York, Boston, Connecticut, some stuff in Pennsylvania, and then we start working our way back and finish in St. Louis.
Well, they might like you a lot in Boston.
I think
there's a little bit Irish over there. And who are my guys? Oh, I just blanked on it. Dropkick Murphys. Do you like the Dropkick Murphys? Are they kind of an Americanized?
They'd be an Americanized
Irish
kind of Celtic rock or whatever you want to call it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I suppose if I'm in the right mood.
They're a little on the rowdy side, I would say, as well.
Yeah,
let's talk St. Louis. Since you guys have been living here and immersed in our community, for all three of you, what do you like about it? Where do you hang out? What have you gotten used to around here?
I like the sports culture here, which I never thought I'd get interested in watching hockey until I came here. Yeah. I really enjoy that. The baseball, I like the camaraderie of it. I suppose I'd probably prefer the hockey as a sport. But I like the way everyone really rolls in with the teams. You know, it's very passionate, which is something I enjoy. It's something that you'd see at home with our own sports. And I suppose the other thing about St. Louis is it's the music culture. You know, we would see musicians and gigs here that we wouldn't get in Ireland. You know, there's even our friend Kevin Buckley does a gig on a Monday night in Yackies on Cherokee Street, and sometimes it can be like Western swing or jazz or hillbilly jazz, he calls it. We just wouldn't see that in Ireland, and stuff like that is quite cool, which I like to, you know, have at our disposal, that we can go and hang out on a day off and listen to music like that.
So it's a pretty lively music scene, and you know what? I hear this from people who are not from St. Louis. Whether they're big shot CEOs or whether they just moved here for an entry-level job, they say, oh, you guys have this park, and then you have this neighborhood. And the people that are from here are like, I don't know, we're a dying city. Oh, it's all falling apart. Like, it's weird. A lot of times it does take an outside perspective. Mm. And it's always – I love hearing it from you. And a lot of the soccer players on City SC, our MLS team, talk about the food scene. And some of them are from New York. I said, what? I'm like, yeah, you got a great food. I'm like, we do. So I appreciate you guys telling us that. This is good for the Tourism Bureau. And Gavin, who hasn't spoken much here, how about your input here on what do you like about being in St. Louis?
Yeah, the music scene is great. There's great food. The people are very friendly. We found that in the music scene. Then even like in Cherokee, there's stuff like even this morning where there's a good gym there. So everything you want is kind of catered for, really.
You got to get up and work off the Tullamore Dew. Yeah. Morning. Do people in Ireland travel all over? Like, as people here will say, okay, I've been over to Dingle and I made it to Kinsale, but when I go back, I'm going north if that's allowed, and I got to hit Galway. I got to go to Wexford or whatever. How about if you live there? Do you travel the country much?
You do. Yeah, the country's so small that like an hour gets you to Dublin from Tullamore, and an hour and a half will get you to Galway. We've a good train system and buses and everything for people that maybe aren't driving or whatever, but you can get around the country. Like, it's so small, I don't know what state you could relate it to, but like Missouri, you could fit a couple of Irelands inside in Missouri, I'd say. most people have kind of done the rounds, you know, seen as many of the hot spots as possible.
I was at a bar in Galway and I ordered a Bushmills, and the lady said, friend of the North. I said, I'm sorry. She said, friend of the North, and she said, that'll be a Jameson you're having. And I said, okay. So I don't know if it's still like that, but overall, they're very friendly, except when you order a Bushmills in the wrong place. Galway feels like a place you guys could kill it, too. It's kind of got a college town vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a very artistic town. There's great music and culture there. In fact, it's, you know, seaside town as well. They love their arts. Take a walk down Shop Street, the main pedestrianized street there. You'll see lots of great buskers and everything, and there's always stuff to watch and see.
So the band is Jig Jam, and the website is jigjam.ie. They're playing McGurk's through this Saturday. Then they're going out on the road. They'll be back off-Broadway on March 29th. We've had Jamie, Gavin, Dahi, Kevin Buckley in spirit. Before we go to this break here, why don't you guys play? Can you play us out, as they say? Whatever you guys prefer, whatever you... close out with, or what? We've got a banjo, we've got a guitar, and then we've got, is that a fiddle?
Mandolin. Yeah.
Boy, I flunked that one. That was terrible. Guys, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks a million. Thanks for having us.
A lot of fun. Just love the Irish vibe, and I've loved the music, so we'll let you guys play as we hit the break.
Yeah, we're going to just introduce this one, just so you know, but we wrote this song about McGurk's itself. Just recently released it as a single, and we did a music video as well, which is all live online. So it's called John D. McGurk's The Heartbeat of St. Louis. Now, 1, 2, 3.
A
Well, it's a sunny day in Sular, and I'm feeling like a beer. Johnny D just down the road, I know I'll get one there. Well, the Nomad drink with friendly smile and perfect harmony. It's the heartbeat of good old St. Louis. It's St. Louis.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Well, we get lucky on the weekends, and it's good for you and me. It's John D. McGurk's, and it's bound to set you free. It's the heartbeat of a good old St. Louis. Take a stroll down Russell Boulevard on a Sunday afternoon. The Cardinals are singing and the Blues will be there soon. We got Irish songs and bluegrass tunes in Lucky Symphony. It's the heartbeat of a good old St. Louis. It's St. Louis.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Well, we get lucky on the weekends, and it's good for you and me. It's John D. McGurk's, it's bound to set you free. It's the heartbeat of a good old St. Louis. We got musical legends on the wall, but they don't speak a word. A couple of whiskeys later, and they all sing like a bird. We got pickers from Texas, Donegal, and here in the Misery. It's the heartbeat of a good old St. Louis. It's St. Louis.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Well, we get lucky on the weekends, and it's good for you and me. It's John D. McGurk's, it's bound to set you free. It's the heartbeat of a good old St. Louis. St. Louis,
St. Louis,
St. Louis,
St. Louis.
Well, we get lucky on the weekends, and it's good for you and me. It's John D. McGurk's, and it's bound to set you free. Oh, it's the heartbeat of here, it's the heartbeat of the Misery, it's the heartbeat of good old St. Louis.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. And again, their show's coming up March 29th at Off Broadway. Check them out. I regret in the interview, sometimes this happens after the fact, you think about something. I think I brought up Dropkick Murphys and they kind of groaned. And I'm like, yeah, that's like a Boston drunken Irish version of Irish music. And I like it. I like Dropkick Murphys. But I don't think that's quite what these guys are all about. Maybe Mumford & Sons would have better comp or a better question to ask. And I wish, because I really like Mumford & Sons. I don't know, maybe they would have rolled their eyes at that comp as well. Maybe they're more folksy than that. But that's the comp I'm sort of thinking of. So appreciate you checking it out. And when I mentioned at the outset that we always want to have newsmakers on or politicians or non-sports folks, we've got one coming up with Paul McKee, a name in St. Louis that's been kicked around for years, a developer who's always been at odds with the city of St. Louis. Yet his purchasing of, you know, rundown properties opened the door for the NGA, the National Geospatial Institute, maybe? Whatever it is, this huge federal project that's going on in North St. Louis, that happened because Paul McKee was able to sell them all of the vacant, you know, houses and the space they needed. So interesting to figure out why he, and I don't know if we figured it out, but we talked about why he's still battling with the city, how it's never ending. Look for that interview coming your way soon. If you missed it, we had Sean Payton on recently, the Denver Broncos head coach, a lot of St. Louis connections with Coach Payton. You can find all of our material at scoopswithdannymac.com, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, all the normal spots. Go back and find something. I was thinking about reposting the Gus Johnson interview we did about a year ago. With all the basketball and Gus calling the Big East tournament. So you can always go back and find past segments. The Kilcoin Conversation comes to you from the Pasta House Studios. Kids eat free on Sundays. You already knew that. Great food. Every location around town is unique. I like the fact it's not a cookie cutter layout. I know when we were kids and you went to the Pizza Hut, they all looked exactly the same. But Pasta House, each location has its own feel, its own vibe. But same great fresh food every single time. I am never disappointed. Sounds like something. I'm not holding a piece of paper. It's true. Never disappointed in the meal that I get at Pastels, and I tend to get something different every time. I'll go from a lasagna to a pasta to a pizza. Check them out online, pastahouse.com. Triad Bank, longtime sponsor of all the Kilcoin conversations. Appreciate the CEO, Jim Regna, his support. And I know a lot of businesses in St. Louis have figured out the Triad Bank. Great bank to work with when you're trying to expand your business. So stop by and see them. Tell them you heard Martin talking about them. They're in Frontenac on Clayton, or go west of 270 on Olive. You will find Triad Bank. Marie de Villette Senior Living, just a great family operation. Fred and Mary Kay, their sons are running it all as a family. And when you stop by there, yes, it's senior living, but it does feel a little more like a college campus, and there's always an event going on, something fun. They had the big tree lighting back around Thanksgiving. Our whole family went. Kids loved it. Just festive all the time. It's just a great spot. MarieDeVilla.com is where you can take a virtual tour. Appliance Discounters, not just the lowest prices on the biggest names, also a great repair team. And the team is made up of one guy, Sean. He fixes anything and everything. It's unbelievable. Whatever breaks, he can fix it. So when you call Appliance Discounters to repair something, instead of one of those national companies where it's an 800 number, just call and say, I want Sean. Martin was talking about Sean. He can fix my washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, whatever it is. I guarantee he can fix it. The MAC, the Missouri Athletic Club, mac-stl.org. Benefits of membership. This is going to come into play real soon because you have Cardinal baseball starting up. You have City playing regularly. Blues season is still going. If you're a member, you can park your car downtown and ride the shuttle. Park downtown, walk inside, grab something to eat or drink, then hop on the shuttle. A lot of folks complaining about parking or access. Just let the MAC do the driving for you. One of the great benefits of membership at the MAC, mac-stl.org. So thanks to all of our great sponsors, the Pasta House, Appliance Discounters, Triad Bank, the MAC, all the fine folks who bring you the Kilcoin Conversation on a regular basis. So we talked about, let me think about this, MAC, Pasta House, Appliance Discounters, Marie de Villa, Senior Living, all of the great folks. On a regular, who am I forgetting? Am I forgetting somebody? Blanking out here. But thanks so much for listening. As always, this is the Kilcoin Conversation.